This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. With full flights this summer between St. Louis and Frankfurt, Lufthansa says it will add more next summer. KMOX, I spoke with Lambert Airport Director Rhonda Homnerbrugge about what it signals.
We had anticipated that it was coming. They had shared with us last year that they were extremely happy with the flight, and it was just a matter of trying to find aircraft time and getting pilot time. So, we were notified last week toward the end of the week that they would be announcing it and putting in their schedule for last night. So we're just thrilled.
I think a lot of people were a little concerned because of the pause that they have announced they are taking in February.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think, you know, that's pretty common. I mean, February is a tough month domestically. It's a really tough month internationally. And that's not uncommon. There were a number of markets that were pulled in February next year by a lot of carriers, including other markets where Lufthansa is. So I don't think that caught us too much by surprise, but I know it is a concern for the broader pieces. You know, what does that mean? So I think it was really good that we could come right behind that and make this announcement about going to 5 days a week, at least from June 1st through October 30th.
So it looks like it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. What does that mean for airport operations?
Well, it's great. You know, it's a large aircraft coming in 5 days a week, so that's terrific for us. I think that, you know, there's really no change anticipated for the airport. I mean, we service the flight 3 days a week, so now we'll be servicing it 5 days a week. So really no changes for the airport other than it's just nice to see large aircraft coming in and out internationally.
And I guess that's about 500 more passengers a week over the summer months?
Right. So it's 255 seats a flight. So if you add an additional 2 days, yeah, we're looking at 510 passengers. And as I said, I mean, I think for the most part, every flight this summer went out full.
What's overall traffic year over year, maybe compared to last year?
I mean, it has been strong since the very beginning, but this clearly was the strongest summer. So I think this summer our load factor in and out was 98%. I think last year was 96%, right? So, I mean, it's just consistently been an extremely good flight, you know, other than the month of February. January is also a little light. I mean, you get that first part of January where you've got traffic coming off of New Year's, but the back end of January and February, international traffic especially drops off pretty dramatic. So you take, you know, that 6 weeks aside, and it's just been terrific numbers from the beginning. And clearly, I think this year indicated to them that they're leaving passengers on the table, right? They're leaving passengers and revenue aside because they know that they could sell more seats if they had more flights. So.
What does this say to the overall community about the viability of an international airport in St. Louis?
Well, I think it's a good story. You know, we've said for a long time that we thought we could support an international flight And we think we can actually support a couple of international flights into Europe. So I think what this proved to the community and to the aviation industry, that it is a strong market. And we know it's a local market. You know, that flight does not have connecting passengers coming in. It's purely the local market. And I think both between the business desire for businesses here doing business throughout Europe and beyond Europe, because we know that there's a lot of markets that are well beyond Europe that are served on this flight. So I think it proves that the business community and the need for international and beyond is very strong. I think it also proves that there's a market for leisure demand. And if there's nonstop service, we know that leisure demand grows. It's been proven over and over. So I think that's good. We certainly want to thank the community for supporting it, because if it's not supported, obviously not only will it not survive, we wouldn't have had the added service. So it's extremely important that people recognize the gratitude we owe this community, both leisure and business, for supporting it.
That is St. Louis Lambert International Airport Director Rhonda Homnabrugge joining us on KMOX. It's now 8:28.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.